Hey
Hey
there,
there.
can you hear me
Hey,
okay?
sorry about that. I could hear you just fine. Can you hear me now?
I wonder. Yeah, all good. I was just saying, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure, my pleasure. So I did send you the email today, with the signed copy of the
Did you?
NDA. Did you get a chance to look at it?
No, let me just see if I can pull that up real quick.
Sure.
That's great news. Let's see here. What a day, what a day. Oh, there we go. Yeah, look at that. Okay, great news, thank you.
Perfect. Looking
Okay,
forward to it.
so, yeah, let me give you a let's do a just a quick sync up call, and I'll get some details to you. Okay, first off, there may be one more doc that Colby wants you to take a look at. I'll send him an email tonight asking him. So there's that. Thank you so much for signing the MNDA.
No worries
Quick
at all.
update on
Just give me
my other project. I thought Ollie had some data. He's been hounding me, and I synced up with him. It was like, oh shit. It turns out he didn't have some information. So I'm making those notes for him. And in fact, I'm trying to finish that up today, and I'll get him cracking on it.
At your pace, sir. Not an issue.
And so on this next project, it goes like this. Let me give you a quick overview. I have probably, it may be less, but it may be as simple as like three. To five, I think it may be like three to five. Let me see. Hold on. No, it may be more. Well, it just depends. Let's say it's about 5 pages, and it's really at the heart of what this the method that we're using. And so there's 3 to 5 pages of user interface. It's not that complicated. In fact, I'm sure you guys will find it quite simple. And essentially, I'll just give you a quick rundown. The most important page is a page where I have a video that's going to, and I'll write this up, of course. I'm just trying to give you an overview. But
Yeah,
the
just give
main
me time.
page is, yeah. The primary page is where my users will be training. And what happens is we'll need to load in a video file. So I'll talk to my let me give you a quick update here. Let me just step back. It's been a while since we talked. And as you know, it's taken me a while to finally get some traction and get the project launched. What I want to share with you is where I'm super excited. I have my team, most of my team put together. The engineer who was going to do this part, he's swamped, but he's swamped with the coolest projects ever. He's a senior security engineer at Sophos, and Sophos bought the network traffic analysis tool that we developed. And so he's over with them now, which is so cool. And they're actually incorporating it into their high-end enterprise product.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Anyway,
Nice.
it's really neat. Anyway, he's got his hands full, so he can't do it. But my engineer is building out a platform. We're doing the whole thing. You'll appreciate this. We're doing the whole thing serverless on AWS, and it's going to be FedRAMP compliant. I'm not sure how familiar you are with security controls, but FedRAMP compliance is massive.
What do you
Let
call
alone
that?
having a whole. It's called FedRAMP. FedRAMP.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
we discussed it
Yep.
last time briefly.
Yep. And so that's in process of being built out for MVP right now. As well, some of my, like, I have a very important piece of gear that for research purposes you actually put on. It's like a brain hat. and it measures all of your brain activity and what's happening cognitively. Just getting that order put together, super stoked about it. Finally have my attorney, and we have some really big, once we have our MVP put together, we have some some customers that are just crazy big that are interested. But
that sounds
right
like
now,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I said sweet. That sounds like progress. But you go ahead.
Yeah. So while we're building out the admin and the architecture and all of that, what I need is basically a small front end. And it can be very, just very generic, if you will. The main page, it goes like this. A user is going to log in, and I'll talk to Matt, my engineer, about providing some of the API calls and that sort of thing. I don't really think there's much, but I'll still get that. The way it goes is a user logs in, and they're going to get to a dashboard page where they can see several programs, and they can see, so there'll be a link there. There'll be a couple links for programs that they can click on. There'll be a couple links for analyses that they, from their previous activity, which we can fake in. And naturally some of their personal information. I'll lay this out. I'll sketch it up and I'll get it laid out so it's as much as possible. It's just kind of plug and play for you guys. When they get to the dashboard, I'll take you right to the heart of it. There needs to be when they click on programs, then that needs to expand. We could have it in a tab, by the way, which might be nice.
Right.
And in that tab, so here's the thing. A program has chapters, and every chapter has moments. A moment is a conversation. And you can think of a moment, in fiction writing, a moment is just that. It's a moment where there's some dialogue going on and maybe some things happening. And if you think about it, a chapter in a book, in your favorite fiction book, is really connected but from moment to moment to moment to moment. And so on the screen, let's just say it's in an embedded tab, right? They click on the tab for program ABC, and underneath they see several moments, links that they can click on. And maybe there's a couple pieces of supporting data, right? Just like a table record. When they click on the moment, it's going to reload the page. When the page loads, it's going to present them with a video player. And underneath that video player, there needs to be, for MVP purposes, this is what I need to happen. When they click on play, the page needs to begin, it needs to build and start recording their audio input. So one thing we'll need to do is I'll need a fake page, a placeholder that shows like how they can verify their audio input, right? In fact, maybe we make that just like a little button, like verify my gear. Clicky click, and we can show them, like maybe it's a little pop-up, right? This is your audio, or select your audio input, maybe here's your level, or just some of those. I can rough it out for you guys on the concept. On the page, when they're in the moment and they're actually going to train, the way it goes is they're going to click play, and that's going to start the video. Now, these are custom videos, and what happens is when they click play, I need you to kick off, I need you to create an audio file that starts recording.
Okay,
now as they go through the video, like we talked about, pretend that they're lip syncing something. And And so they're getting the direction that they need. And when the video comes to an end, we need to save that audio file on their computer and give them a button to upload it. Or you could put like, you know, submit for analysis. I'll rough it out. I'll just get out my Sharpies and like drop in a bunch of page layouts that I can send you. And so what happens is underneath that video player, there's going to be some extra data. Like here's the name of the moment. Here's the chapter. Here's your program. Here's a short description. And I don't need them to focus on that. When they're training, the video really needs to be front and center. We've decided to pull out some of the sophisticated analysis that we intended to include on this page. We've decided to pull it out because ultimately it's just going to get in the way of their training. And we're going to do that up in our platform. So, but what we will do underneath is I'll show you in a sketch where on the page layout, I'll have a link where they can click on like preliminary analysis. And when they click on that, I'll show you, I'm going to have some kind of visual for them. And basically what's going to happen is then when they finish, they can navigate, like maybe what we do is they're going to watch the video, they're going to start it, they're going to submit for analysis, and it's really all that they need to do on the page. So I guess one important button will be, what we can do is we can hide, but we can present in a collapsible drop-down or something. The other moments that are next in the chapter. So we give them a dedicated page. Yeah. What's that?
I said more like an accordion, right? A collapsible.
Yeah,
accordion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. So there's that, right? And then they can go back to their dashboard, or they can stay in this kind of in the program page where they're training, and they can continue to train. If you click on the next moment, if you expand it and click on the next moment, then we would load that video, for example. I'll put together some placeholder assets to start, because I'm actually just beginning to launch the whole video design and production of it. So I'll probably come up with just a couple placeholders. But the idea would be, so they have this page where they have the big video, they can expand, and they can click on the other moments. And when they start those moments, it loads the video. We need a play button for them. That's going to create another audio file. And ultimately what happens is, the user goes to this page, they see the video, they're going to try to essentially lip sync some of the material that's in that video. And while we're doing that, we're saving that audio file, because then that audio file goes up into my main platform where I analyze it and I make available different analyses based on their performance.
And that's done manually.
And so the upload, so the analyses are actually, we're automating those on our platform up in AWS. Mm-hmm. There's several different ways that we're going to analyze that and et cetera. But okay. I'll get the, here's the thing. This time, I'm still working on a shoestring here. But I'll sketch up the screens, let me sketch up the screens and get those over to you. How soon can I do that? It's probably going to be Friday. I did take Friday off, so I have some time in the morning to work.
Dave, you wouldn't really need to rush this. If we start, say, Friday, Monday is when, you know, the earliest that the team can start working with you, like, you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
figure the execution, right? So I'd like you to take the weekend as well. Now, what we could
Okay,
do, you've been through the
cool.
process with me about the, you know, the pre-onboarding discovery, which is what we have it right now. And the major objective of pre-onboarding discovery is that I try and understand, you know, what kind of legwork is involved on the high level, right, without getting into the nitty-gritties and without getting into a lot of minute details and trying to lock all of them down and trying to rush you into it as well. So we're going to try and avoid that. However, what I wanted to figure really is, you know, with when you say you need to build out HTML pages, there's essentially three major parts to it, right? Except the miscellaneous, of course, the deployment, the testing, all of that, you know, kept aside. You're looking at the design, which is the UI and the UX design of it, the development, and the, any kind of third-party integrations that we'd be looking at. And I have, like, a question for each of these, you know, portions. So starting with design, you say that you'd be providing us with some hand sketches or, say, some kind of wireframe, something that's sketchy in nature, and then we, just like we're doing the mobile app for you, we start from first designing the UI and the UX, the static designs in Figma or InSketch or InVision. And, you know, once you look at that and once you approve it, that's when you move forward into development, right? So what I'm trying to figure is, you know, the UI and the UX design is going to be a part of this project as well, right?
Yes. We can. The good news is, what I'll do is I'll share a theme with you, and I'll give you layouts. So the cool thing about, exactly. So in order to cut down, because I don't need too much in design right now. I'll give you the theme, like a computer file with the theme, and then I'll give you either a PDF. Yeah, I'll give you a PDF that shows the current layouts for each of the pages that I have in mind.
Okay, so all in all, we, you know, given those inspirations, let's call them inspirations for now, given those, you know, reference materials you send over, including some kind of sketches for our designers to follow, whatever we've discussed so far, I mean, I'm totally following you, and I think I'm getting a hang of it, but you are able to put them down in some sort of, even a hand sketch, you know, using a paper and a pencil. You could sketch them out just the way you want it to work when this gets to the designer at our end. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that answers. So from there, and using the reference material you send over, we'll start with the design process, just like, you know, we're doing it for the mobile application for you. You know, since you've been through that initial phase with us, I'm just trying to reference to that. So the design is, you know, is going to be done by us, and then, you know, getting into the development, there's two parts to development, right? One is the front-end development, which is, you know, converting those same static designs into coded, you know, HTML5 front-end pages, and then there's back-end development as well. Are we expected to do both the front-end and the back-end?
I need you to do the front end, and yes, I want you to do the back end, but I need to talk. I'll talk with my engineer before Monday to get you details and figure out what assets. For example, if he wants to create an API that you guys can call, then I'll have him do that so you can keep it. You know, because you guys don't need. I need you for the front end, the actual mechanics of the client side.
Right.
But Matt, he may give us some API calls to reference, or we might just determine, hey, here's a zip file that has, you know, a couple assets, and you actually don't have to do much with lacing it up into the platform at this time. It'll be one or the other. I'll find out from him.
So we'd have some sort of assistance from your internal team as well, as far as the back end development is concerned, if any of that has to be covered by us. Okay.
Yep, that's right.
Perfect. And apart from, you know, hooking up APIs, you know, that your team may provide, or the zip files like you mentioned, is there any other third party integration that we're looking at? You know, any custom APIs that we may need to build, or any third party platforms we may need to integrate and, you know, kind of show up on the website as well?
Let me think. Not really. Nope. For what it's worth, I don't know if it's going to affect the front ends. We are using Node.js on the platform at this time. I don't know that that's going to matter at all, but I definitely would like to use. I'd like you to use HTML5, and I may have a couple other asks that way, maybe a particular library, but that's just a detail I'll work out this weekend as I'm putting the package together for you.
Okay, sure. Okay, and. Probably my last question about this. So there was one more thing. Right, so you mentioned in the email that you wanted like several of these built out. So in terms of quantity of these five pagers, or say average five pagers, some could be seven, some could be three. I'll try and get you a lump sum pricing for all of them. How many of these several are we looking at? I mean, do you have a number for the quantity?
So what I mean to say is I think we only need about five pages altogether.
Oh, five pages altogether. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought we were at five. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's only about it, and it may be less. It may be three, but I'll sort that out, and I'll plan on delivering the package to you, just kind of the design package on Monday. Then.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, then I think, as soon as I have those details from you, I mean, if you could send me, you probably were sending me something by Friday before you send me the design package on Monday, or is that the design package we're talking about that I should not expect on Monday?
That's what I'm talking about. If it works best just to get it to you by Monday, then I'll do that. I'll have those screens at least by the end of the day on Friday. And so if you want me to just send them over when I get them so you can just check them out, that's fine too.
Just do that, please. So that way I'll know what resources to assign to your project, and that way we can be pre-prepared for Monday as we resume, so we can get going on this.
Yeah.
And well, I think that's it. I think it doesn't sound too complicated, but it isn't as simple as I was expecting, because you mentioned about a five-pager, and then you said there were several. So I was kind of expecting like landscape. But I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be something that we'd enjoy doing, and especially if it's connected to what we're already doing right now in terms of the mobile application. I think it's all going to come together just really nice and enjoyable. So do you suggest we recircle on Friday now, once you can send over the initial package to me, and then double down on Monday?
Yeah, let's circle back Friday morning. Let's see. I have pilot training like one. Yeah, and you guys are 2 hours ahead, I think. But yep, let's connect for just a few minutes on Friday morning. I'll have those screens so you can get a sense of it. And the last thing is, as soon as we get this MVP going, I can see us, based on what my attorney's doing right now, my goal is to get some of our initial seed capital. And as soon as I have that, I'll basically call you ready to stomp on the gas to like totally flesh out the mobile app, bring it to life. Besides, because right now, we're just doing like bare bones architecture, but we're pushing really hard. Again, unfortunate. I'll share this. So that initially I kept waiting for my attorneys, and it just seemed to go nowhere. So I dropped them, and I want to share this because this never happens. And that is, I reached out to this new firm. They're one of the top firms in Salt Lake City. And I reached out to them and I told them, I was like, hey, I'm a one-man army, and I don't have any business asking you for help because I don't have your profile. I don't have the kind of budgets that you require. But I want your help because this is really important. Help me out. And so their M&A attorney, he took a look at it, met with him, and I'm happy to report that at the end of that meeting, he was like, I want to thank you for allowing me to be a part and represent you on this project. And he's like, and I just had a handful of clients tell me that they need a new super project to invest in. And he's like, and I can't believe that you came in today with this project. He said, it's perfect for them. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like,
yeah,
that never ever happens.
You're a lucky person, I'd say that. I mean, even when we started out, you told me you had, you know, bootstrap funds. We were thinking, okay, we need to accomplish this and how we do it. And then we, you know, together, we just kind of found a way. And, you know, and now, you know, you found your way with the lawyers as well. I'm happy for you. I think this is a positive sign. It's a positive omen. And let's try and keep this pace going. But as far as the designs are concerned, we are all set to, you know, push the gas whenever you want to. Take it at your pace. Mm-hmm. You got to slow down if you have to. So don't just worry about the timing. We just want to make sure this is done right.
Excellent. I really appreciate it, Rick. I'm excited to work with you guys. Like I said, I'll email Colby tonight and see if he wants me to put together, if he wants one more document for super secret protection purposes. He may be fine, but let me ask him just to be sure. I'll start on the design sketches, and I'll plan to get those to you so we can, you know, even if it's a 10-minute check-in on Friday morning, I'll plan to get those to you, and along with kind of my the whole package of what I'm looking for on Monday.
That sounds like the perfect plan. So on Friday when I step in, I'll leave you a text message, and that way we can schedule right that moment. You know, I'll be flexible. Early morning anyway, so you know you can let me know when you have like a 10-15 minute window, and we could definitely connect with this. All right?
Awesome. Thanks, Rick. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time, Dane. Good to speak to you again, and you know, let's talk soon. Mm-hmm. All right?
Sounds good, buddy. All right. Talk to you then.
Perfect. Bye. Have a good one. Thank you.